listening to the All About Symbian podcast with myself, Ewan Spence, and joining me today, Steve Litchfield. And as always, you can leave your comments on the podcast at www.allaboutsymbian.com under the media section. Right, what have we got today? Well, later on, Steve's going to be talking to us about the E90, but I wanted to do a talk and start off talking about mobile gaming and the fact that it seems to currently be sort of, you know, not forgotten fully, but we're in this sort of calm period because we all know, basically, as Nokia have told us, that a games device will be coming along at some point in the year, and it's very likely that it will continue to be the N-Gage brand. Now, this is, I think, pretty important, first of all, because games actually sell. There's a constant churn of games applications through the All About Symbian store. While people can sit there and do their password applicators and fly fishing guides and mobile offices, it's always the games that, not necessarily just the games at $5, but the games at a higher price that are consistently getting bought, that are consistently being reasonably high in the charts. It's, okay, lots of people will buy an office suite for $40 or $50 one-off, but lots of people will continue to buy games at $5, you know, maybe once or twice a month. And I think that's a pretty healthy for the ecosystem. It's pretty good for the third-party developer as well. Certainly when I was doing developing, I would tend to do a mix of games and real applications. Admittedly, they were all freeware. But, you know, it's also much more fun to program game as an author as well. But I really like that. But what's intriguing me, first of all, is I'm fully expecting a huge, massive media backlash because the N-Gage only sold 3 million devices, which I think is quite a healthy number. Can you compare that fully to 24, 25 million sales of the PSP and the Nintendo DS? Well, I'm sure the media will. But let's not forget that, you know, Nokia have probably sold that many games machines already in the N-series devices and the other high-spec mobile phones. Those phones will probably run the games as well. I don't think we're going to have the mistake which we had with the original N-Gage Taco phone and the N-Gage QD, which is just one of the Series 60s will play the big high-end games. I do think that we're going to have a lot more playing the games this time as well. And I've pulled out some interesting numbers here, comparing the PSP to the N95. Screen size, so it's about 480 by 276 in the PSP. Series 60, slightly smaller, 320 by 240, but that's the same size as the video iPod. And processor, PSP will run at 200-odd or 300-odd megahertz. It'll switch down to 200 for the sort of system screen and the basic stuff, and then switch up to the higher speed for the games. For all intents and purposes, the N95 does that as well. Runs at 206 or 330, depending on the application. Built-in memory, PSP, 32 meg. N95, once you've got everything up and running, about 20 meg. Now, big flag up there, the PSP really only runs single-threaded applications. When you have the web browser and you jump out to go to the MP3 player, the web browser will close. Sort of like the Palm OS model, where is the N95 can keep everything running in the background. But if you were to exit every application on an N95, as you do in the PSP, you would keep up with the reasonable memory. Similarity. Extending memory, PSP at the moment will take up to a 4GB memory stick from Sony. N95 will quite happily take microSD, currently running up to 2GB. Wouldn't be surprised to see 4GB coming along very soon as well. So in terms of specs, processor power and oomph, the PSP and the N95s are incredibly close. Certainly the N95 is much closer to the PSP than it is towards the DS. What's missing is it's currently small.